We thank the Lord for the privilege of using the facilities of this radio station to bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you. We're opening our service with the male quartet singing for us, "I Was There When It Happened."
You ask me how I know that Jesus saved me, how I know that all my sins are white as snow. You ask me how I know that He forgave me. Now listen, I must tell you how I know. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today, He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. You ask me how I know that He redeemed me, and how I received the peace of gold can buy. How from the guilt and power of sin He saved me, made me an heir to mansions in the sky. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today, He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. And now as through the world I go rejoicing, I am telling what a Savior dwells within. How I plunge into the cleansing crimson fountain, and Jesus washed my soul from every sin. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today, He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're thankful that when Jesus Christ came into this world, died on that cross and rose again the third day, He made it possible for us to have an experience of salvation, that we could know that our sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lamb. We thank You for those who are in our congregation today, trusting that You will make this service a real blessing to each and to every one. You know their burdens, You know their cares, You know their needs, and I know that You love them, and I pray that You will minister to them, encourage them, and help them. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our service with the choir singing for us, "Peace Like a River."
Peace like a river, slow down.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Rewards for Keeping the Commandments of Christ. I'm going to use a verse of Scripture out of the Old Testament as a text, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. When we keep, that is, to observe, to remember, and to apply to our hearts the commands of Jesus Christ, Scriptures explain that many rewards will follow. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Psalm 19, verses 8 through 11. God will reveal himself to us is one of the blessings that we will receive in keeping the commandments of the Lord. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So we read in John chapter 14 and verse 21. And what a wonderful reward, what a wonderful blessing that is to have the Lord with us as we journey through this sin-cursed world today. Now God will dwell in us, not only be with us, but he'll dwell in us. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So we read in John chapter 14 again, and this time verse 23. Just think of that. We have the privilege. We human beings living here on this earth have the privilege of having the Almighty God and the Son of God by the Spirit to come and to dwell in us. The Apostle Paul lets us know that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that we are not our own, that we have been bought with a price. Therefore, we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. So God will dwell in us if we will keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing and acceptable in his sight. We will receive God's love. And beloved, that is worth everything. The love of God is so great, it's beyond our own human comprehension. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 15, verses 10 and 11. To have the love of God is to have the greatest blessing that we could possibly have after we have received the experience of salvation and eternal life through Christ. Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, these three, faith, hope, and charity, are love. But the greatest of these is love. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love is so greatly lacking in many hearts in the world today. But thank God for this promise that if we will keep his commandments, we shall abide in his love, and he and his Father will abide in us. we will know we love God. Yes, we can know that we love God. Hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. Whoso keepeth His word in Him is verily the love of God perfected. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 5. So we can know that we love God, and we can know that we have passed from death unto life through the resurrecting power of Almighty God. When I speak of resurrection there, I'm talking about being raised from the life of sin and wickedness, from that state of death, to life in Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. We will show love to God's children. Yes, if we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, we will show that love to the children of God. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 2. Now Christ will be our friend. And you know, beloved, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is no one who can be a greater friend to you than the Lord Jesus Christ. You can have no greater friend than the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." That's John 15 and verse 14. Now our prayers will be answered, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. 1 John 3 and 22. The Scriptures tell us that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. And so if we really love God, keep His commandments, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. We will be Christ's disciples. And what a wonderful blessing that is. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And we are to get that love to them. It's not to be in word, but it is to be in deed and in truth. It is to be shown by our actions and by our deeds. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and you shall also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Now, other promises other than keeping the commandments of the Lord Jesus. God commanded Israel, "I command you, your fathers, in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and do them according to all which I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God." So we read in Jeremiah chapter 11 and verse 4. "If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee." That's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. And I want to read a number of verses here from this chapter, and we'll see how God promised to bless Israel in such a marvelous way if they would keep his commandments. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thine kind, that's the animals, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath so sworn unto them. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land where which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to hand to bless, and to work thy work of the fruit of thy hands, or thy hands, all the work of thine hands shall be blessed. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after the other gods to serve them. Now that's reading down through verse 14 of Deuteronomy 28. And we notice all these marvelous blessings that God promised them on the condition that they would obey him and keep his commandments and not turn to other gods. But now starting with verse 15, we have what God said he would curse them if they did not serve him. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Now that's verse 15. But there are 68 verses in this 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and from verse 15 on through 68, God tells them what he will do if they do not fear him and keep his commandments. Beloved, it pays to serve God. God's way is right, and his blessings will be poured out upon you according to these promises if you will keep his commandments. But if you disobey, you need to take time to read the rest of this chapter of Deuteronomy and see what God said he would do to them if they did not serve him. This prophecy came to pass in the siege of Samaria, whenever the Assyrians came up and besieged Samaria, the two women had agreed together that they would kill one's child and eat it, and then after that, they would kill the other woman's child and eat it. And they killed the one and ate it, but the other woman hid hers and would not share it. And so they went to the king of Samaria. He was up on the wall of the city, and they cried up unto him and told them what their grievance was. And he rent his clothes. He could not hardly imagine such a thing. But God had prophesied back here in Deuteronomy 28 that they would eat their own flesh. It not only came in the siege of Jerusalem or of Samaria, but it also came about in the siege of Jerusalem in AD 70. So historians tell us that they ate their own flesh. And why? Why was Jerusalem so besieged and destroyed? Because they did not keep the commandments of Almighty God. Beloved, again, if we will do what God commands and keep His commandments, He will pour out His blessings. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. Our text, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. So it pays to obey God. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The Christian way is the way of eternal life, the straight and narrow way, the highway of holiness, but the broad road is the way that leads to destruction. And all of us are on one or the other of these two ways. If today there are those in our congregation who are not keeping the commands of God, but you're on the broad road, you're headed to eternal damnation, I would beseech you to turn from your sinful way, turn to the Lord, and have Him to put you on that straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. Not only will you have life eternal in the world to come, but you'll have many, many rich blessings in this present life. Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. Make them a blessing and an enlightenment to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we too trust that it is being a blessing. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, there on our webpage you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We also have an archive of our broadcasts for the year, and you can listen to them if you've missed one or would like to hear another one over. And also, we invite you to be with us in our services if possible. They are broadcast live over the internet. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And we invite you to write to us. We invite you to contact us. We also invite you to be with us in our services. And now we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our prayer.
Watching us from above.